Jimmy, I know you said during camp that, you know, you're excited about the opportunity to be a starting quarterback. What is it like now that this is the week is upon you that you are the starting quarterback?
It's busy. That's for sure. You know, there's not much time to rest or anything like that. But I mean, that's what I expected. So it's going pretty smooth right now. So we just got to keep it rolling this week.
How has the preparation changed now that you're fully into week one? Obviously, all preseason you kind of won out in Arizona, but this week is different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have a game plan. You know what I mean? Now, so in preseason you don't really game plan as much as you do in the regular season. So we're really getting into that. The little finer details that you go over. On just every down, and you know, it's been going really good.
Hey, Jimmy, when players come into the league, you hear them talk about how fast the game is from college to professional, and then as their experience gets better, they talk about the game slowing down. So where you are right now, has the game slowed down for you, and how has that become, if it has, how has that made you a better quarterback?
I feel like it has, especially since, like, I mean, rookie year and last year. I mean, you just, I think the biggest part of that is the mental part. Once you know the offense, you know what you're looking for on defense and everything like that, you can mentally break it down to where you almost know where you're going with the ball. And so it's a comforting feeling, you know what I mean? It's not that it's moving in slow motion, but it's moving a lot slower than what it was.
It must be a little discomforting to know that anything that Arizona tries to do, maybe on the first couple of possessions Sunday night, will probably be nothing like they did in the preseason. How do you prepare for the unknown, and how do you keep hands steady on the wheel if it doesn't look like you thought?
Well, I think our coaches do a tremendous job of, you know, I mean, they track these games back years and years and everything like that, and, I mean, they get all the tendencies they can, and they do a great job preparing us for, you know, whatever we may see. And, you know, there might be something new that we see Sunday night, but we just have to react to it the right way and, you know, stay calm, cool, and collected.
Jimmy, how much do you see or feel Tom's legacy looming over you now, literally for three of the four games you'll be out there at that banner?
You know, not really. I mean, to be honest, I haven't had much time to even think about that. So, you know, it's straight Arizona right now. So that's where my head's at, and that's probably where it'll stay.
Jimmy, you talked about this preseason being different a couple times because of the sort of split ownership between you and Tom and trying to run the offense. I know you're going to miss having Tom not be here for these 4 weeks, but is there part of you that's excited that now no one can look 12's way, they have to look your way?
It's a smoother operation, I'll say that. You know what I mean? It's just me and Jacoby. All the reps are just between the two of us now, and we kind of know where we sit on that. So, you know, it's different without Tom, no question about it, but it is what it is at this point.
Is it easier for you to take ownership, though?
Say it again?
Is it easier for you to take ownership of the offense now?
You know, I think that just comes with being a quarterback. You know, naturally it kind of happens on its own. But, yeah, I mean, you want to go in there, let the guys know that, you know, you're here to work and here to do your job the right way.
Jimmy, are these practices?
What was Tom's takeaway message on the way out? Were the things that he expressed to you that help you transition?
It wasn't anything crazy. I mean, it was just a goodbye and good luck, really. He was just wishing me luck for the first four, and you know, I think he wished it for the whole team. You know, he's very supportive of us, and you know, we appreciate that.
Jimmy said that what he needs for you to do is play fast and know what you're doing. That's what he means by playing fast. How confident are you that you know what you're doing and your instincts take over on the field?
Well, I think part of that is going back to the game slowing down for you. It's just as the game slows down, you're able to play faster. You know what you want to do with the ball, whatever it may be, and it's a comforting feeling, you know what I mean? So when you know what defense to expect, when you know what the play is and everything like that, it's just it makes it that much easier on you.
Jimmy, are these practices different now that leading up to this game against Arizona, now that Edelman's on the field and Amendola's on the field and Gronk, but kind of all together on the field where you didn't have him in the preseason?
It's a little different, but, you know, it's nice to have those guys out there. It really is. You know, their veteran presence is always a nice thing, and, you know, it's nice to have them in the huddle with you.
Is their level of game as it gets to this game a little bit different than maybe that you're used to because you haven't played in the regular season game to start the regular season game? Their level of intensity?
Everybody's. Even the rookies. I mean, this is their first week one and everything. But, you know, obviously these are the games that count now. So, I mean, the intensity picks up. I mean, throughout the whole building, you could just feel it. And, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Have you had a moment where you took stock of, this is what I've worked for, this is what I've waited for, this is my opportunity, it begins now, just what it means?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, there's so much going on right now. You know, mentally, I'm straight Arizona, but you know, it is a phenomenal opportunity. I mean, this is why you play the game. You play to be in the game and play. You know, you don't want to be the backup. So, you know, the opportunity is here. Just got to go take advantage of it.
But stay two more.
How do you think you're going to balance your emotions? I mean, if you have a great play or if you throw a pick. Or whatever. Are you looking forward to how you're going to be able to handle all that?
I mean, that comes with the quarterback job. I mean, since I started playing quarterback, I mean, you never want to be too high, too low. You always want to be right in the middle, and you know, your teammates are always looking at you. So if you react in a bad way, I mean, they're going to see that and they'll react to that. So, you know, just that calm, cool, and collected type of mindset is the way I'm approaching it.
What do you think is going to be the most difficult part of all this for you?
I don't know. Just we're ready for Arizona. You know, we'll be ready for him on Sunday, and it's just, I mean, preparing throughout the whole week. We have to have a good week of practice, you know, take care of the little things, the little details, and you know, the rest will take care of itself.
We've heard in a different setting that you like that Tom Banner out there, but could you tell us what you're thinking of?
I mean, I honestly haven't even thought. I mean, I heard it was out there and everything, but I haven't even thought about it that much. I mean, to be honest, I've been straight Arizona, haven't had much time to, you know, call the parents or anything like that. So it's been a lot of Arizona. It's going to stay that way.
You're the guy that
plays.
All right, thanks, guys.